So then Tony says, I'm going to be there. I deal in cheese. I'm a cheese dealer. I have a box of these cheese hats in my... I'm looking at them now.
He's a fromagier.
Yeah. Oh, the bodjuice. Then once again, you've crystallised my thought. And so, and he said, I'll bring you one in. This morning we turn up. There's some bloke standing on the doorstep holding a cheese hat. I put two and two together. I said, that's Tony from Camberwell. That'll be in Marylebone High Street holding a big cheese hat. And isn't it a great thing? Look at the size of this thing. And it's not like a lousy, cheap sponge blow-away thing. Listen to this.
Good Lord.
That's the cheese hat. That's how sturdy it is. Yeah. It's a great big piece of cheese, Swiss cheese, and it's in the shape of a hat, and it's about 6 inches deep, and it sits firmly on the top of the old Swede.
It reminds me of, do you remember when I fell off a horse and injured my coccyx? And I had what looked like... Well, it was a kind of rubber donut. It was one of those cushions that pregnant women...
Oh, yes, you used to come into the studio and sit on it.
That was in 97. It was about 5 years ago, wasn't
it? Hang on a minute. It wasn't supposed to be a laugh.
It was. You knew. Tell me. I know you, girl. Agony. Crazy like a fox. You thought, I know what to give them a laugh. And if I appear indignant, I'll make them laugh even more. You're very generous, Al, with your pain-laugh ratio. You brought in the rubber ring you had to sit on.
Yes, well, usually constructed for people with piles or who are pregnant and soon to give birth. Anyway, I had it because I had a broken coccyx. And I remember clearly one day going into a casino with a thing, holding it, because in those days I still needed to sit down on it on every chair. And large thing, what?
It's a foot, 18
inches
across.
You took it into a casino? Yes, because I'm not proud. And so...
It's a matter of social form.
Well, no,
Madam, may I take your stole? Sir, can I take your top hat and cane and monocle? Ma'am, may I take your piles ring? Monte Carlo could collapse overnight if that became the form.
Do you know what she did say to me, the hostess? May I take your hat, madam?
And I hope you spared her blushes and said, of course.
No, I didn't.
It was like a little round toilet seat. Could I take your hat, madam?
It could be a dowager's hat, like the Queen of Hearts or
something
like that.
It could be exactly the Queen of Hearts hat, but it wasn't. It was a rubber ring that Alice wore because she bruised her coccyx.